In radio and theater, there's a term you might not know. It's called the voice of God. It's an anonymous voice that delivers messages or announcements to the audience. This week, sabiduría, or words of wisdom, are given to us by one such anonymous voice, voiceover actor Silvia Villagrán.
Latin America's sexiest guilty pleasure is now on Mundos.
She talked to us about what it takes to be a bilingual voice actor.
I've got an agent, but they were only sending me out on stuff in Spanish. I cornered them and I said, so I really want to know, why are you not sending me out on stuff? You know, because I'm ready. I'm willing to do it. And he goes, you know, you don't have anything special going on with your voice, so I can't really sell you. I could really let that affect me, or, which was what I did, I got pissed. And I was like, you're not going to tell me that I don't have anything special going on with my voice after A, I have work, and B, you're taking 10% of it. So I fired him, and I went looking for an agent. I went to my current agent, Sutton Barthavenari, SBV, and we came to the conclusion that maybe it would be good to change my name. They kept saying that maybe the casting directors or clients, when they hear my slate, Silvia Villagrán, they'd go, you know, they wouldn't maybe not want to hire me. So I changed my name to Silvia Granville. I actually started getting callbacks. I got a couple jobs. And then 1999 happened. And it was J-Lo and Ricky Martin and Selma Hayek. And all of a sudden it became super sexy, right? To be Latina. And so my agent and I said, okay, let's change it back. So now I was Silvia Villagrán, and all of a sudden now I began to book. I hear this all the time. People have told me that I have a really great voice and I want to get into voiceovers. It takes a lot more than your voice.